Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Sirna!
Marquito!
The voices of desperate Venezuelans calling out for loved ones feared to be stuck under the rubble after two powerful earthquakes struck the country's north. As of Friday afternoon, at least 188 people are confirmed dead and more than 1,500 injured. A large-scale search and rescue operation is ongoing, and emergency workers have already pulled dozens of people alive from the rubble. But there are fears thousands more could be dead. Aminda Gomez is a resident in the hard-hit La Guaira state, where more than 100 buildings have collapsed.
I lost my daughter, my grandson, and my granddaughter. He was due to be born in a month. Please help me find my daughter and see if she's under the rubble. Please.
Venezuelan President of the National Assembly, Jorge Rodriguez, says the La Guaira state and the greater Caracas area have been the hardest hit. He says around 250 buildings have been destroyed across the country's north, and all efforts are being directed towards searching for survivors.
This is the time to save lives. This is the time to rescue people. This is the time to assist those who are at this moment trapped beneath the rubble of all the buildings, apartment blocks, shopping centres, bridges and roads that were damaged and directly struck the people.
The 7.2 and 7.5 magnitude quakes hit northern Venezuela within a minute of each other on Wednesday night local time, triggering more than 130 aftershocks and widespread destruction. They are the country's most powerful earthquakes since the 29th of October 1900, when a 7.7 magnitude tremor struck offshore. Caracas resident Alan Chung describes the chaos in the capital that followed the quakes.
The ground was shaking very, very hard, so everyone rushed out. The electricity lines above us were exploding, and at the end of the road where I was, a building collapsed. I didn't see it go down, but I saw the cloud of dust heading towards me. Everyone was coming out from their apartments. Walls were coming down. Everyone was terrified.
Offers of support have poured in from around the world, with Switzerland, Spain, France and Portugal among those sending specialists and rescue teams to Venezuela. China, India, Brazil, the United States and even war-battered Iran have also offered help, while Pope Leo XIV has sent an initial €100,000 in aid to the country. International aid is beginning to reach Venezuelan communities already, and international rescue teams continue to join those on the ground searching for survivors. Aid worker Francine De La Rosa says relief efforts are focused on getting support directly to affected communities as fast as possible.
So we've already, in less than 24 hours, set up a disaster distribution hub in Caracas that will help us distribute aid there and in the neighboring communities. This aid and this relief really makes it to the heart of a community. When we say every single dollar that gets donated is used responsibly and wisely, every single dollar is used responsibly and wisely.
Chile's government has formally approved a humanitarian assistance mission, announcing it will deploy a team of specialized firefighters, doctors, structural engineers and search and rescue personnel to Venezuela. El Salvador's government has also sent a contingent of 300 rescuers and paramedics, as well as 50 tons of humanitarian aid, including medicine and essential supplies. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says her country will also be contributing resources and support.
Nuestra solidaridad con el pueblo de Venezuela.
Our solidarity goes out to the people of Venezuela. Today, a team from the Ministry of National Defense, made up of rescue workers and medical personnel, is departing for Venezuela. Once they are on the ground and have coordinated with the authorities, we'll determine as early as tomorrow what additional personnel may be needed so we can continue to help, as we always do, the people who need it.
A los pueblos que lo necesitan.
As the United Nations welcomes offers of solidarity and support from around the world, spokesperson Stefan Dujarric warns the recovery could take months.
But this will be a long haul. There will be the immediate response to the devastation of the earthquake, but it will continue for months to come. And as I mentioned, and you mentioned as well, there were already a lot of people who need of humanitarian aid. The Venezuelan people will require the solidarity of the international community.
Spokesperson for the International Monetary Fund, Julie Kozak, says the organization is working with the Venezuelan government to determine how best to support recovery.
So we're obviously closely monitoring developments. We've been closely engaged with the Venezuelan authorities, and we will remain closely engaged with them as they assess the economic impact and the recovery needs for Venezuela.
And back home, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has told the ABC the government is preparing for the possibility Australians could be among those affected.
Our heart goes out to anyone here who has relatives or friends in Venezuela, because this is one of the worst earthquakes that we've seen in recent times, with catastrophic human consequences, with a massive loss of life, but also massive infrastructure damage and real consequences for the people of Venezuela.
SBS has contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, and there are no confirmed reports of Australians involved in the disaster. Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.